You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Social media marketing is marketing, and TikTok is hot. Put the two together, and it is the place to engage your audience. But how do you start? And how is TikTok changing to become more advertiser friendly? Well, we catch up with Yoke Network, the pioneers in TikTok marketing and more, to learn tips and tricks for you to get started. So stay tuned for this and more in episode number 458. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, founder of Mobile Groove. And today we're looking at social media, because social media marketing is marketing. Advertisers, apps, brands, they're all looking to TikTok influencers, for one, as a cost-effective marketing channel. And Yoke Network has seized this opportunity. The company helps apps grow by driving downloads through social media influencers, and it helps social media influencers by matching them with the brands to better monetize the content. So it's a great model and has worked with some of the biggest influencers across all social media platforms, exclusively, of course, managing a roster of top TikTok creators. So the company has a platform. It has some of the top brands. It delivers some massive results. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about how to use influencers to drive app installs, app engagement. My guest is, I have to say, the dynamic duo here behind this powerhouse. We have Jide Maruaku. He is, welcome. Hey, CTO, co-founder at Yoke. And Mustafa Mohammed, CEO and co-founder at Yoke. Guys, great to have you. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Yeah,
great to have you.
Yeah, Musti, I know you're going to point that out, say, but our roles are switched.
Yeah, it was the other way around. So I'm the CTO.
I'm the CTO.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, together you have founded Yoke Network, and I got the idea to interview you both back in December. I was at the App Growth Awards, and they were recognizing you, Mustafa, for your outstanding contribution to the app industry. And I thought, hey, here we are. A couple months later, we did set it up, but that left a huge impression for me. What's the impression for you from that night? I mean, another award on the shelf? I don't know. Tell me about it.
No, I think what I remember from that night is going up on that stage next to you, and as you're trying to compete for some headphones, and you You actually beat me, so that's an award I would like to have won. So
that was the one. Okay, the heads. Yeah, I won on the question of how many ants it takes to move an iPhone. I mean, I can remember exactly. That. And I was thinking of later in the evening, and then of course there was the after party, and then maybe it's a blank after that. But in any case, you were recognized for a contribution. Let's talk about your shared contribution. You're both pioneers in TikTok, and I mean, long before it was hot as it is today. Why that channel to start with?
Well, yeah, to be fair, the reason why we started working on TikTok is because we felt like we came to like Instagram and Snapchat pretty late. I think it was like 2018, 2019. And we stumbled across TikTok because one of our actual clients back then asked us whether we could tap into it, because it was at the time like just a platform for like a younger audience. And then as we studied the platform, we started to see the engagement, the scale, and just how massive like the creators on the platform were and the reach that they had. And just it was pretty obvious to us that we'd seen YouTube come by mature. We'd seen Instagram come by and mature. And we felt that, especially for this next generation, TikTok was going to be that platform. And we doubled down on it, and we looked at the history. We always thought that history repeats itself, and we felt that that was an opportunity where TikTok, it was a kind of once in a decade such opportunity for us to take advantage of.
Indeed, and since that, you've been growing as a company. You've also been growing your performance for your customers, for the brands, for the app marketers. What's different or better now that we're talking about influencer marketing now? Because we're in a privacy-first marketplace as well. Is that a driver? I'll ask you, Mustafa, first. What's different now? What's better now?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, so we've been in the game for like three and a half years or so now, and kind of we've heard it all, where, you know, people are like, oh, Facebook is performing like this, or Snapchat is performing like this. And I think, you know, once Apple made those changes, it really made it like a kind of even playing field outside of themselves, but kind of made it even playing field. And actually, you know, influencers did kind of come to the forefront, because for us and our experience, you know, influencers are like an organic heavy channel. You know, you get direct response in terms of people downloading straight away, but at the same time, you'll get, you know, kind of that brand effect, and you also get people just remembering your name and downloading later on. So it's not always tracked, you know. And from our perspective, you know, once the privacy changes did happen, there was a greater emphasis on, you know, organics, or, you know, looking at, you know, how to prove value for this channel. And some of our biggest clients now say influencers are integral to their growth, as, you know, the likes of Facebook and so on have kind of, you know, struggled.
It's tougher there, but it's more effective. I wouldn't say it's easier here in TikTok. How are you actually helping advertisers and brands now that the focus has shifted from CPIs to real engagement? You know, it's about engagements, about CPMs. Jide, what can you add there?
So the way that we're helping is that we still focus on the CPA. We still focus on like the performance of the campaign, and how do we drive that performance through creators. So the real focus has been is just more that I feel advertisers have started to understand that, okay, cool, well, we need to look at these top level, these upper funnel like creatives and upper funnel events. And then that has a bigger impact now on the post performance of campaigns, just because previously you could optimize so granularly with the amount of access and data that you had before iOS 14, that you kind of didn't need to think about where or what the upper funnel events kind of or creative looked like as much. But because the playing field has been leveled, this is the only way to have like more control and to have more levers available to you as an advertiser to drive performance. And that's just through the creative now.
So how would I work with you? Do I come with my creative because you both look very creative to me. I mean, I could learn a ton from you about TikTok marketing. How does that work? What is it? I come to you, I'm an advertiser, I'm a brand. I say, this is it. This is the channel I need to be on. I need to be in TikTok. How does it start?
Yeah. So on our side, we really kind of, as you said before, like we see ourselves as like experts in this space and pioneers. Our whole team, you know, we've got some ex-TikTok team. We've got some, you know, guys that have been with us since, you know, we first started our first TikTok campaigns. And along the way, you know, we've been kind of learning new things from loads of different sources, you know, from our experience, from speaking to TikTok themselves and other brands trying the channels and things like that, and creators as well. And I think for us, the way we kind of handle it with advertisers, we take control of the creative process and making sure that, you know, the advertiser can get the max out of creators, because there's so much that kind of goes wrong that we see all the time. And especially within the space, we cut a lot of the fat and just make sure we can, you know, deliver quality content at scale that will hit your kind of benchmark. So our process is just, you know, we do a lot of ideation and looking at kind of what content structures work, what tone of voices and angles work in order to drive the maximum performance. And we've got kind of 3.5 years worth of historical data and kind of, you know, creator experience, you know, to kind of back that up. And kind of we're able to take that and figure out for our testing process what content works for which type of kind of app.
So the misconception that I just sort of say, well, this is my creative I've been using elsewhere, you know, it's my Instagram or whatever, here, just make it work. That's not going to happen here. You're going to say, no, we have to look at it differently. We have to fix it differently. What kind of process is that? Is that a very long and difficult one, or do, generally speaking, app marketers in particular get it from the get-go?
To be honest, it's an iterative process. That's what I describe it as, because with content and with creative and the speed at which creative and culture changes on TikTok is so much faster than any other social media platform that's existed before us. So you always need to be on the ball, you always need to have new ideas, and you always need to have your ear to the ground as to what is driving performance, what is driving and grabbing audiences' attention. So for us, we do see some advertisers and apps are more native to the platform, but then others are not as native, and it will take a bit longer in terms of the testing, in terms of trying to figure out what works out. But then once we do figure out what works, we can then scale through the network, which we have a process for that. And hence why we've built the Yoke Network and all the influencers, because we want to deliver to them content and ideas that works, that's easy for them to execute. And then it allows us to help our partners and to drive performance.
And what's happening is also in your network, I'm coming with what I want to be, you know, I'll ideate with you, I'll iterate with you, but you're also matching that to the influencers that sort of fit my brand, fit my campaign, my KPIs. Mm. You're going to take that heavy lifting off of me. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're essentially an extension of our partners' teams. So if you're a UA manager, really and truly now, you really want to automate every UA channel, because there's so many UA channels, there's so many places to drive performance, especially if you're targeting like a Gen Z audience. You want to have that in a very like automated function, and that's where we come in, and we can essentially automate that. Who wouldn't want to, part of their job, be just looking at a dashboard, seeing the performance, increase and decrease in bids, and it relieves a lot of the stress from user acquisition. And we're very transparent, so like through our client dashboard and stuff, you can see all of the creatives, you can see the performance pretty granularly. So it allows us to then provide as much value for our partners so that they can entrust themselves as to being able to know they're getting results with our channel.
I want to get into how you're optimizing performance, but we do have to go to break. Time flies here. You just start and here we go. But listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back. As you can tell, we have some tips around optimizing creatives campaigns for TikTok for the best results. Don't go away. Be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And retention platform will be back after this message.
And welcome back to Mobile Presence. We have a TikTok dynamic duo, as I said before. We have Jide Maduaku, CEO, co-founder of Yoke Networks, and Mustafa Mohammed, CTO, co-founder at Yoke. And guys, we've been talking about how people can create content, but TikTok is different. It's a very important platform, but it's also been updating features to be more advertiser friendly. What do I need to know? What are some of the new changes I need to know about?
Why not? So, I guess probably I'll provide some context, I guess, with TikTok. So, right now, I think gone are the days where like you get massive organic growth, like we saw like 2 years ago, or even a year ago, maybe. I think TikTok's obviously starting to really hammer down on monetizing and making sure, you know, advertisers go through their kind of paid channels. And I think, you know, you probably shouldn't chase the highs anymore of trying to get that viral moment. We've seen like, you know, features such as like Spark ads come out, which allows, you know, advertisers to work with creators and actually boost their posts through paid. And I think that's been a cool way of like kind of how TikTok has creators first as like a real advertising kind of mechanism. We see the same case with like their creator marketplace. You know, they're putting real efforts into how, you know, advertisers engage with creators, whereas I think, you know, some of the other platforms who we shall not name have tried that, but it's like it's always very secondary to their kind of main focus of just normal paid ads. So I think that, as well as, you know, some of the changes in terms of like we've seen the sound kind of marketplace that has come out recently that's allowing people to you know, monetize their sound. And new artists, essentially, and a new revenue stream that they can actually kind of earn from, you know. So I think TikTok's really doing a lot for kind of creators and the creator space, and adding all of these new features where they're kind of seeing, you know, how people kind of have seen organic success, and providing these tools as like kind of ways that they can monetize, but also provide opportunity for advertisers.
You mentioned that, and I have to follow up. You know, viral is maybe not the best way to go, is what you said. What do you mean by that? Does that mean sort of like the live streams? That's not where it's at?
No. So in terms of like, I think, especially, well, early on and for a while with TikTok, for us, you know, it was relatively easy to, you know, just have a video and just go viral and see massive success. You know, we've seen cases where you can get 50,000 downloads in overnight, you know? And it's like, you know, you can still do that, But it's a lot harder nowadays, where TikTok's starting to kind of limit that kind of organic reach. And I think we've had so many advertisers that have said, we really want to work with you, you know, or we really want to try TikTok because they've had experience where a creator has, you know, posted and it's gone viral and they've seen massive organic kind of uplift. And I would say, like, really shouldn't chase that high of like trying to get that next kind of viral kind of moment. And it's like, you know, you really should kind of be diving deep into TikTok, understanding the platform and seeing how you can actually have something that's a bit more sustainable, rather than kind of just always going for that kind of chasing that viral high.
Jhené, what kind of content creates brand value in your opinion?
That's a very good question. I do feel it depends on the product itself and in terms of the value that the brand is seeking. I think generally on TikTok is really about having very organic content that is like native to the platform and native to the audience. What you kind of see is if the audience feels like it's being sold to in a way that's not going to benefit their life, then it's not going to perform well on TikTok. So I definitely think that the platform, which TikTok and TikTok have done really well as a platform, because they've made the whole platform about discovery and finding and education. So tailoring your content for that type of category so that you can angle it to the motivations of like the advertiser in terms of, hey, I have this product that's going to help you get fit. I'm going to explain to you how you can get fit. Here are three ways that you can get fit. That's just one of three different angles for one type of focus. So I definitely say educating the audience will create brand value. And that's my opinion.
That's really interesting because one of the reasons I came to this was I was doing an interview with HBR and they were talking about, we need social media, you know, we're over 100 years old and people need to read HBR. And so they have TikTok. And I was like, how's that going to look and how's that going to be? But it fits with the educational aspect here. What does that look like when you're trying to optimize it? Because you're talking about being sustainable, which means great content, educating, being native. What does that mean in practical terms? How can you
optimize
content?
Yeah, well, how you would optimize that is you got a optimization, I feel, is all about what is driving the best performance in terms of your KPIs. So if you're optimizing towards clicks, you're going to be looking higher funnel. So, okay, cool. What in the content is driving the audience to click? If you're optimizing towards like downloads or like posts and so you're like, okay, where is the value and what is going to funnel the audience to find this in the post install?
So you have on your website, and I'm actually going to link to it because I downloaded it as well. You have sort of like your TikTok guide, obviously.
Yeah.
You've been working in it a while, so you do have some tips. Share with me something, maybe a massive surprise where you thought that's not going to take off and it did exactly. Or the other way around, you know, some nightmare where you thought this was going to work, but it didn't. Love to hear some of those examples because you've worked with such a roster of brands and app marketers. Take me back. Tell me your learning.
Interesting. Well, one example was early on when we started to work with like a VPN. And we found out that most people were like, most of the angle traditionally for VPNs was like, okay, protect yourself online or get access to this. And we found that people literally wanted to use a VPN during lockdown so that they can get access to Netflix in another country. So like that was kind of the angle where we were like, oh snap, like we can literally have huge growth because the audience wants to use VPNs to continue to watch like Netflix.
They want to hack basically.
Yeah, it's literally you're hacking Netflix. So like what we've seen is that where you can tailor to like the audience's interests or things that they're doing every day, that usually can perform well. And that could be even leveraging like ubiquitous platforms so that they can drive performance or have a different experience with that as they did with like Netflix and VPN.
You also have an app yourself, which I think is interesting. So you have your creators, and this must be your idea, Mustafa. You've launched an app so creators can see their results. A little bit geeky, but very effective. What's that about?
Yeah, so to be fair, I don't even know if it was me originally. I'll give that one to Jide, because I feel like it's something he'd say. So when we first started, you know, Yoke, we always had a vision of like kind of, you know, giving like building an app so that, you know, it's very native for creators. They're always on their phone. They're, you know, switching from Snapchat to TikTok to Instagram and then to Yoke. So it's like, you know, we want them to be promoting. We want it to be simple. And we'd much rather that than just a website or, you know, a dashboard where, you know, they would upload their content and things like that. So for our kind of purposes, like we know, like I mentioned earlier, just to cut the fat. So we spent all of our time kind of trying to optimize, you know, our experience and kind of processes so that we, you know, are able to deliver, you know, campaigns quickly and effectively. So, you know, the typical back and forth negotiations with, like, you know, with clients and stuff like that, and between clients and kind of influencers, we've had that kind of in the past, and we've experienced them. We've realized, you know, it's so very long, and the whole contract process and all of these like kind of long steps. How can we just make sure it's quick and just, you know, influencers can promote what they want when they want, and you know, relatively easy and benefit from that. So we started on a CPI basis, saw kind of massive success with influencers being able to earn on a performance. Since we've moved to kind of CPM, you know, and going from there, it's like, it's even smoother for creators. So we kind of offer them a mix of CPM or fixed, so that they're able to kind of benefit and kind of promote campaigns. And the easier you make it for them, the, you know, the better your results typically. The moment that any inefficiency enters the process, we've seen results are just terrible.
Something like Salesforce for social, isn't it, in a way? Because I'm seeing all the results. I've got my pipeline. Am I matching with the influencers as well there?
No, we manage the delivery. So that's okay. Another way that we streamlined it, because yeah, it can get hairy.
So how do you make that, Matt?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just curious, is that some sort of process where you have to ask me about my brand and my vision and what I want to do, and then you're going to find those influencers for me? Because you're taking a lot of heavy lifting out of it, and they're relying on you to do that. I'm just curious how you make that match.
Definitely. For us, a big part of it is, of course, like, you know, onboarding, understanding the client's kind of targets, you know, what they've done in the past as well helps, the content that they've done in the past, how it's performed, maybe some other channels as well. We kind of take that, and then, as I said, as part of like our kind of ideation process, we try to not be closed-minded, be quite open-minded in the ideas that we can generate, whether it's tone of voices, creators. What we try and do is, you know, test creator categories, test you know, content angles, and test combinations of those to see what actually takes off the best. And then sometimes you'll be surprised, you know, that like, you know, one particular category of influencer just performs way better with a specific tone of voice, and we're able to just replicate that and kind of go from there. And at the end of the day, the data doesn't lie. So.
So with your own app, are you also building a community for that? Are you advertising for your own app on TikTok? I'm just curious.
To be fair, we're not advertising on TikTok, but we do a lot of, like, we get a lot of creators coming to us. We find that what we want to do in the future is probably have a community that allows anybody to become a creator. Right now, I think there is a barrier to entry because not everybody knows Yoke is the easiest way to to make money as a creator, or if you want to be a creator, we'll have everything in place for you to easily do that and earn a living online.
So everyone can be a creator. I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah, I do see a future, because as we're moving to, like, especially with like Web3, with the metaverse, with so many opportunities online and digital products, that means that's a whole world, and they're going to need content. They're going to need people to engage with it some way. And there's so many different audiences, so many different products, and we can position ourselves in between there to help, especially with like our experience on TikTok as like the cultural center of social media now, and compounding over the years. Like, I can only see it us being able to know more and execute better.
So let's round out with two pieces of advice, one for the advertiser to get the most out of TikTok, you know, how to do it, some opportunity that they're missing that you want to tell people about, because you're seeing what advertisers do and what they don't do. And then the other piece of advice I want to have for the creators. So I'll start off with the advertiser, the brand, the app marketer. Piece of advice for them.
Yeah. For the advertiser, what I'll definitely say is use TikTok. You know, curate your For You page, like actually engage in the culture and try and understand it. Engage with more content, learn from, you know, the different creators that are there. And naturally, your For You page will just be, you know, loads of new ideas for you to try, things that you like, you know. So I think engage with that, and also be natural, be less scripted. We've seen cases like Duolingo or Ryanair in the UK that are able to kind of, you know, create these profiles that aren't just the typical corporate profiles, but they actually tap into, you know, the people running the accounts, and, you know, actually not being behind the wall, you know, and like trying to connect with the actual audience.
Trying to imagine Ryanair's TikTok profile.
It's actually really good. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. They have like a plane where they just like, you know, they have a face on a plane, and it's just like all of this weird and wacky content. It's just like, this isn't what I expected from Ryanair, but it works.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this platform. It's just the unexpected. It's not the polished stuff. It's the stuff that just comes right out. We also said even our producer needs to be on TikTok, because Rasko, our great producer for a decade, is actually a rap pope and needs to share his thoughts. So we've given him an idea, which gets me to the last point here. The creator, the tip for them, maybe something to say, hey, you know what? This is a huge platform, and there's huge broad range that, you know, we have this, maybe this myself, preconceived notion, you know, if you're not cool, if you're not dancing, it's not going to happen. Tell me about something, Jideh, to knock that myth out, to bust that myth.
Well, if you're a creator, definitely you need to be doing something that will make you stand out. And by standing out is trying to think outside of the box. I definitely feel that if you have a weird talent or something that or engage in like an industry that people don't know a lot about, they're the type of creators and content that can do really, really well. Like, there's a pool cleaner who with like over 4 million followers on TikTok, and he just goes around and cleans people's pools. And like, there's people on TikTok who are like marine biologists and stuff, and there's diamond searchers and finders on TikTok as well. So like, you often find that as a creator, if you're doing something weird, just a weird like industry, then you can go really viral. But then if you're not doing something weird and you're very and you lead like a very normal life, then I think really, really relatable content can work really well. Like, we had my partner, my girlfriend, she was showing me a video yesterday, and it was dubbed the greatest video on TikTok. And it was literally a girl who was working in Tesco's, those in America, like a Walmart. And she literally came home and was like, if you guys really want to know where the butter is, look up in Iowa. And she was like cursing at the screen. And it was just funny, because like, she's saying something that's so obvious, but you'd never expect it. And she went viral. So, yeah.
That's awesome. You just be yourself. Be a little, if you're doing something weird, you know, show it off. And be native. It's about being native to the platform. Guys, I can't thank you enough for being here. And maybe we'll check in with you a bit more when you're a little further along with a couple more interesting tips or tricks, or the platform changes and we need some advice. I know where I'm going to go. So thank you so much, both of you, for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. And of course, as always, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me at peggy@mobilegroove.com. You can also find my portfolio there. Of course, I'm on social, but people want to email me for some reason. So there it is. There's the email. And if you want to check out the other episodes of our show, you can do it on WMR.fm. Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And of course, video powered by my own company, The Groove, on YouTube. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.